This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Last month, we had the opportunity to sit outside on the patio of the Santa Fe Opera and talk with the opera's general director, Charles McKay. In addition to discussing the upcoming 2013 season, we talked more generally about the Santa Fe Opera and specifically about the audience. We mentioned to Charles the report that, contrary to what many people may think, half of the audience each season at the Santa Fe Opera is from New Mexico.
That's right. We did a survey last year, and I believe 48% of the audience responded that they were from New Mexico, and we had representation from all 50 states and from, I think, 23 foreign countries. But the predominant audience is a New Mexico audience, and that is thrilling, and you know, we've made special ticket offers for New Mexicans, and I think that has been very well received, and we hope to do that again. We see large concentrations, the audience coming from California, Colorado, and Texas, as you might imagine. A very healthy representation from the East Coast, particularly from New York. And it's interesting, there's a mix between people who are dyed-in-the-wool opera goers who make a pilgrimage to Santa Fe most summers or to other festivals in Europe, but also people who come to New Mexico on a vacation, come to Santa Fe, and the opera is one of the things on their checklist. And we like to think that they have discovered not only the beauty of New Mexico and this spectacular landscape and setting and culture, but also that they've discovered something great and magical, opera, and particularly Santa Fe Opera.
And the Santa Fe Opera has a very big economic impact on the finances of New Mexico as a state.
We estimate somewhere in the range of, conservatively, at about $200 million in direct tourist expenditures, and that's without the effect of our payroll, because we have, at the peak of the season, a total payroll of about 700 people. So that's a pretty big economic driver in and of itself. But you think of people who are traveling to New Mexico, staying in hotels, going to restaurants. We have no way of really estimating what their discretionary purchases may be, but we know that they visit galleries and do shopping and so forth. But the great thing is that they can explore the wonders of New Mexico. They can enjoy hiking and going to the pueblos and seeing feast days and dances at the pueblos, and then coming to the opera in the evening. But no, I think the investment over the years in the youth operas, in the Pueblo Opera program, and these other efforts to attract New Mexico ticket buyers, all of that is paying off in terms of giving us a rich and diverse audience, and one that is very, very appreciative. And so we think it's going to be a banner year for the opera, the 57th season, and we have great things in the future and can't wait to roll all of it out.
Charles McKay, General Director of the Santa Fe Opera, talking with us last month outside on the opera's patio. The 2013 season opened on June 28th and continues through August 24th. The Grand Duchess of Gerolstein, The Marriage of Figaro, La Donna del Lago, La Traviata, and the world premiere of Oscar. Go to santafeopera.org for tickets and a complete season schedule. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.